Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or 360-783-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Matthew James here. You are listening again to the Conversations with Spirit radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. For me, it's 6:05 in the morning in Canberra. We are we're dark, we're cold, we're probably about -2 at the moment, but here I am. I'm still up, still dedicated to Mike Spirit FM. I've got a awesome guest on this morning, or this evening, I should say, for my guest, all the way from the UK, actually from my hometown, Blackpool. I've got a return of an awesome guest who we had on quite a few months ago now, but I'll introduce my guest very shortly. Just for those of you who don't know who I am, who've not listened to the radio show before, obviously I'm Matthew James. I've got a website, www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I've got everything about me on that website. I've got the biography. I've got the cards as well. I've got my own cards. I've got the Light of Truth Oracle cards. All the information on how those cards were formed can be found on that website. All about the artwork, the concept of the cards. There's a dedicated page to the Radio Conversations with Spirit on there as well, with all the back episodes. I've put them all in the archives there. So all that information can be found on the website. We also do a second show now. It does go out a little bit later on a Wednesday evening. Now, that is 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock our time, Canberra time. I couldn't tell you what the time zone is as far as the UK or America is concerned, but it's the ACT Canberra. It's 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. We do that a little bit differently. We do have a discussion on spirituality, spiritual matters, any experiences anybody's has. I've got a resident guest on that particular show. My friend Sharon Tunbridge, who's in Auckland, we get joined by studio guests and we have quite a bit of discussion. So that's the other show. But enough of Wednesday. Let's get back to today's show. What I would like to do is introduce my guest, and it is the fantastic Katie Keeley, all the way from the Blackpool, UK. Katie, how are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing really well. I mean, it's evening here. It's 9 o'clock in the evening, and we've had a fantastic bank holiday. The weather has been phenomenal. It's just like summer. Everybody's been out except for me, who's been working really hard.
Oh, rub it in. But, why don't you? It's freezing.
Well, I love my job, so me staying in and working, it's not that bad.
No worries. So it's lovely bank holiday weather, is it now in Blackpool, with everybody going down the Golden Mile?
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, it's just like summer.
Oh, brilliant. Welcome back, Katie. I know you were on the show. I think it was probably about the turn. I can't remember. It was probably February. I've got a memory like a sieve these days, because, as you know, when you do this work, my short-term memory is terrible. Plus, up at 6 in the morning doesn't help either.
Yeah, I mean, I feel exactly the same. It's that once you've done a reading, the reading just goes. Then people come back maybe the day after and say, oh, can you remember that reading you did? And I just go, oh, no, sorry, it's gone.
That's the problem. Yeah, I get people all. Remember when you told me this last time? And I said, well, when was the last time I did a reading for? Oh, it was about 2 years ago. You just don't remember a blooming thing.
No. I don't remember them from 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. That's my problem. I'm trying to put a book together, just the usual autobiography, but I'm trying to do it a little bit differently. The problem is I can't remember the gems and the pearls and the things that I've said over the years, and that's the big problem that I've got. My memory's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I could do with a holiday, I must admit. But hey, I live in Blackpool, and when the weather's right, you couldn't wish to be in any better place.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. It's how long since I was last in Blackpool? 2008, and we went to the tower, and I walked over the leap of faith. You know, the big glass.
Oh, I jumped on it.
Yeah, it's awesome that, because you look right down to the ground. You've got this big sheet of glass. And some cheeky little so-and-so's even painted something on on some of the steelwork, I seem to remember.
Oh, right. When I've gone on it, I jumped up and down on it.
Yeah, that was the last time we were in Blackpool, which, like I say, 2008, it's long ago, way too long ago, considering I was there every night in, like, Addison's and Yates's Wine Lodge, number four, number three. Yeah. I remember all those pubs.
Oh, yeah. Start off at number three, work your way into town.
Yeah, that's right. Or then there's the Plough at Steyne, and I think that was another one we used to go to.
Yeah, been there recently. Yeah, it's very nice.
And then the Plough at Eaves. You remember the Plough at Eaves? Ever been there?
No, I haven't been there.
That's on the way to Preston. That's.
Oh, is it? That's probably I haven't been there then. I can know where you meet, but I haven't been there.
Do you want to let everybody know, Katie, who Katie Keeley is and where we people can get hold of you online and what, yeah. what you do?
Yeah. My name is Katie Keeley. I'm an international celebrity psychic clairvoyant. I work on television in England called Psychic Today, Channel 886, or www.psychictoday.com. I've been working there for over 6 years, and I specialise in relationships. I am what they call the psychic detective. If anybody's having affairs, I'll find out. If you want to know what the other person's thinking, I can tell you that. And also, you know, I do other general readings, but I specialise in the relationship readings. I've been doing this all my life, but as Matthew would probably tell you himself, that in Blackpool, because we're very close in a very small community, you didn't actually talk about doing this when you were younger, so it was all done behind closed doors, so to speak. I absolutely love my job, and I do it to help people, and I do it so that I can guide them onto another path where their spirit will grow, because a lot of people are frightened of change, and there's no change without that little bit of discomfort. And that's where I come in, to show people that you know, they can go along a path whereby the discomfort will be kept to a minimum. I deal with a lot of keeping people together in relationships. I don't believe in trying to part people. My job is to have a look at the situation. If someone's cheated, I look at the situation to see if they'll cheat again. I look at the situation to see if that person taking him back will actually want to take them back because they're frightened of being on their own. I actually look at them being on their own to see how they will survive being on their own. It is a job that I take incredibly seriously. I will only give you what I get honestly and spiritually. I won't give you anything that I'm not being given. That will make you feel better, because that's not just who I am. I have to sleep at night, and I have to be very truthful and truthful to myself. So that's a little bit about myself. I have 3 children who all have the gift. As I say, it's come down the line naturally. I'm at least 3rd generation psychic, and, you know, it's
Okay, we seem to have lost Katie. So no problem. Katie is from the same hometown as me. She's from Blackpool in Lancashire, and I know, and Katie will probably tell you, in the '80s, it was very difficult when I actually started. You didn't talk about it. I know I had a Methodist boss. My boss was a Methodist, was Methodist. And I mean, I was, what, 22, 23. I'm just going to try and get Katie back in. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to carry on talking until I get Katie back in, and then I'll bring Katie back online again. But yeah, in the 80s, I had a Methodist boss, and I had a big problem that he didn't accept the work that I did. And he was always like threatening me with the sack, or threatening me with a few other things, because I was working as a medium in Blackpool, and it was something that you didn't do in that time. I was doing it part time, but that was before I actually became professional with it. But it was a scenario of it was a closed community. There was probably only about 15 mediums at the time. Are you back on, Katie?
I'm certainly here. I've never left you, hon.
It's okay. I just I've got quite used to things happening on this particular radio show. But sorry, I was just ad-libbing then. So how can everybody get hold of you, Katie? What's your website?
My website is www.katiekeeleypsychic.co.uk. And I do Skype readings and telephone readings, of which I did one yesterday to South Korea. So I do them all over the world. I deal a lot with celebrities, and I love my job. What more can I say?
Oh, thank you. I just made a little note, a little prompt for myself to actually talk about the early 80s or the mid 80s in Blackpool, because I know you made a point about what a closed community it was. Do you remember the struggle it was to actually be able to be taken seriously as a medium in Blackpool in the early days?
Yeah, well, when I our mentor, as you know, Pat Haywood.
Oh, Paul.
Mine was Pat. She'd actually retired, and I was guided to her by a friend who they both knew my mum before they knew me, and I'd known my friend 11 years, and I didn't know until we met up with Pat that she'd actually knew her before I knew her. And actually, Paula was my mother's mentor.
Wow.
But Pat actually came out of retirement to take me on, because she was closed as doing circles, and she said, "You've been guided to me, I've got to open up a circle." And that's when she opened it up, and the first week we all said where we taking our gifts. Some said platform, some said one-to-one. Of course, it got to me, and they said, "Where are you taking yours?" Well, Spirit had already told me, so I just said, "Oh, I'm going on television," before it was ever on television. Well, that didn't go down very well with people at all, because it was seen to be that I had an ego, and it wasn't the ego. It's I do what Spirit tell me, and Spirit told me I was going on television, so I just knew. And the second week we joined, Pat just turned around and said, "I'm going to be doing the guided meditation, but Katie will be teaching you." So I've never been taught. I'm only ever taught by Spirit all the time. And I just went onto the show last time and was given things to do with numerology that Spirit had actually just taught me before I went down there. So I'm taught all the time by Spirit, but I've never actually been taught by anybody.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much the same, because I could tell you some horror, well, not horror stories, that's an over-exaggeration, but I was a little bit like the wild card at Paula's group, because nobody could tell me anything, because Spirit were teaching me, and I must admit I was a little bit disruptive, because you know what it's like at times when you do actually know things, it does come across as ego. But Pat, interesting, Pat was the lady who predicted me to my now wife, Chris.
Yeah.
Because we were,
she told me about that as well.
Because we were at a fair in Leyland, and I was working alongside Pat. I shouldn't have. I wasn't meant to be there. It was a friend of ours, Jane, who had backed out on the evening. I don't think she could do it. And I was asked that morning, could I take over from Jane and do the readings.
Yeah.
And Chris came back in the evening. Apparently, she'd had the reading with Pat during the day, and that's when we met up, and we've virtually been together ever since. So Pat means quite a bit to me and Chris. I mean, Pat meant a lot to me before then anyway, because obviously I know Pat really well. But
I love Pat's a bit. She's she was like a second mum to me. So when she moved to Spain, because when she I just told her one day that I'd had this vision of a king sat on a throne with a star at the side, and she just said, "Well, that's it." And I said, "What do you mean that's it?" She said, "Well, I've got to get off your path." And she just sold up within 6 weeks and moved to Spain. It was so that I couldn't get hold of her by phone or literally by contacting her. She had to get off my path, and I didn't see her for about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it really was wow. I was heartbroken.
I could imagine.
Part of me, the child came out, and part of me, I only saw her once a week, but part of me felt abandoned. But she was serious. She said, "If I don't go, they'll get rid of me, so I've got to go." And she literally sold a house and everything within 6 weeks.
Yeah. But I was
in tears on the night, and they were all saying, "Oh, she'll come back." Because I knew.
Oh, dear. Just to change the subject just a second, what's the actual psychic scene like in Blackpool these days then? Because I still remember the scene there where everybody, I was still at the point where we were all starting out, and everybody was establishing themselves, and there was one or two psychic centres, and they were in the hotels, and that was about it. But what's it like now, Katie?
It's really, really quiet. I mean, I don't advertise. I mean, you know, I go by reputation. But apart from Paula, who's not been very well at all lately, I don't even know if she's working at the moment. It seems to be very, very quiet, you know. And I mean, I've just had ladies here this afternoon, and I love people coming to the house because you get to know them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very nice, but very, very quiet, very quiet. I don't really know of anybody that's working other than Paula. Mm. The hotel sort of shut down.
Wow, because I know... I was going to get Paula on the show probably about 6 weeks ago, but she PM'd me to say that she'd had a heart attack and she wasn't very well. And I know she's really under the weather at the moment. But I'm
she's really not been right for Christmas.
I know. I've got to get a hold of Paula again. I've got to give her a call and I've got to see how she was, because I've not spoken to Paula in probably about. Last time I'd spoken to Paula had been probably the late 90s was the last time I'd gone to a house when she was doing a circle there. Then we did all our emigration thing. We did our New Zealand stint in New Zealand, and we came here to Australia. I then got a number, and I actually gave her a call, and it was the first time in probably about it would be 15 years. And it was just like, it was 5 minutes ago when I gave her a call. It was awesome. It was like, but that's the way it is with Paula. You can...
Yeah, very much so. And with anybody really in Blackpool, you know, everybody's really friendly, and you could stand at a bus stop and know the person's history before you've left it.
Well, that's right. That's right. And that's one of the things I miss, because, okay, Canberra's, where I am, is the capital city, and it is about the size. No, it's smaller than Blackpool, but it's just not the same. And when I get most of my readings over here are referrals. I get to recommendations and referrals, and I very rarely advertise other than just putting the odd thing on Facebook. But everybody knows everybody in the offices, and they'll say, oh, I had a reading with Matthew James, and then they'll come and they'll send somebody else, and then there's a party booking. But it's still not the same as how it was in Blackpool. And you sort of, it's very true that you never forget your hometown. I mean, it's that saying, isn't it? You can go out of Blackpool, but you can't take Blackpool out of yourself. It is a place I do actually miss, because it grows on you.
Well, you know, there is one place that's like a psychic night in Poulton.
Wow, Poulton. That's close to home. I lived in Thornton. Wow, Poulton.
Yeah, but it's Poulton, but it's not anything like what the ones that used to be run. That used to be. I used to go every Monday night for years and years and years, just to see how Pat would react with people and interact with people.
Yeah.
And just sit there and just watch her.
Because I know Paula's was awesome, because she'd have somebody on a Tuesday night, she'd have somebody on a Thursday night, or she would do her live show on a Thursday night. She'd have a meditation night on a Wednesday and a Friday, and there would always be something going on.
Yeah, always. And Paula made it fun.
Oh, she certainly did. And then obviously there was Vinny, bless his heart, who has since passed. He was always at the door. Oh, there was John,
Big John passed. I was only thinking about him the other day. Nicer man you could never wish to meet. He's a gentleman through and through. I love him to bits.
John, that's John Sewell, isn't it? I remember John really well, because there was that stint at. And I'm apologising to any of the listeners who are expecting readings. We're going to get to the readings shortly. But when me and Katie get on, we start reminiscing about Blackpool, and I don't care. John was at Chorley at the mill there. I think he did readings there at one time. And he was just around the corner from where I was living with Chris, and we used to often go and sit in his little shop and talk to John.
Yeah. And you just felt as if you'd known him all your life, didn't you?
Oh, that's right. I'm just thinking of all the characters that used to be there. And anyway, he says, pulling himself away from his memories, I think we need to play a little bit of music, Katie.
Well.
We've got a number of callers. I've not screened them. My apologies to everyone. I'm going to be calling area codes in. But the way we're going to actually work is Katie will do the first part of the reading. It gives me a chance to do a little bit of tuning in. I will probably do the mediumship side, because I know Katie likes to do the psychic and the clairvoyant side. I know we were talking about it previously. We don't want us all breaking down on the phone. over the radio, put it that way. We get a little bit emotionally connected. So Katie will go first, I'll go second. After the show, if anybody wants to listen to their recording again or their reading again, it's dead easy because it goes into the archives of the show, so you can actually get that afterwards. If anybody wants an extended reading with either me or Katie, well, we will give our details. Obviously, my details are known. I've already plugged mine, and I'll plug mine again later. But yeah, that's basically the laid backness of the show. Now, what I'm actually going to do is I'm actually going to play two songs. I wanted to play a song by Jethro Tull called Up the Pool, which is all about Blackpool, which was to have a little bit of a laugh with Katie, but it didn't happen. So instead, I'm going to play a couple of very short Jethro Tull songs, and then we're going to go into reading. So we're going to be probably about 5 minutes. We're 5 minutes away from the first reading, which is going to be area code 516. So I will speak to everybody shortly.
And the storm watch brews a concert of kings as the white sea snaps at the heels of a soft prayer whispered.
There lies on a slick palm as I miss the other day. Slip the knife from a shame bank, make a marked card play. Call twilight hours down from a heaven home. High above the highest city, for the good Lord's throne. In the wee hours I'll meet you, and down by the ringing, on we'll watch the old gods play. By the ringing, by the ringing, we'll wait in stone circles until the fourth comes through. Like joy and pain, discord, and the storm watch through. A concert of kings as the white seas snap. At the heels of a soft breath, whispered. In the wee hours I meet you, now by the ringing, Lord, I'll take you quickly. Oh, by the ringing, by the ringing.
Keep it quiet,
go slow,
circulate,
need to know.
Stamp the date
upon your file,
masquerade,
but well worthwhile.
Wrapped in the warmth of you,
wrapped up in your smile,
wrapped in the folds of your attention. Wear an air,
keep mum,
of casual
indifference.
Careful
how you go
about your usual business. Wrapped in the warmth of you,
wrapped up in your smile,
wrapped in the folds of your attention. Under wraps,
so
I've got you under wraps, under wraps. Yeah. I'll tell you when.
Not yet.
Soon the grave's
unveiling.
Bless my boots
upon my soul.
Secret Satan is my failing.
Wrapped in the warmth of you.
Wrapped up in your smile.
Wrapped in the folds of your attention.
Under wraps,
oh,
I've got you under wraps.
Under wraps,
oh,
I've got you under wraps.
Under wraps,
I've got you under wraps.
Under wraps,
oh.
Okay, you're listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James. My website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Pardon me, having a throaty moment then. My website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com for anyone who's interested in the extended readings with me, any Skype or phone readings. What's your website, Katie?
It's katiekeelypsychic.co.uk.
So anybody who wants an extended reading with either of us, you now have the details of how to get hold of us both. So Katie, how do you work? I know you've been taught by spirit, and we know you'll have taught others about the psychic senses. But just to let people know a little bit more about Katie, what senses do you use? How do you receive your information? Just out of interest.
Well, I first link in through numerology, which goes back to the 6th century, and I have a look at their date of birth, and basically I see where they are at the moment, where they've come from, what happened in their childhood, that makes us who we are, and I have a look at what's going on now, and then I look into the future, where they're going this year, and also if I need to, the year after. Then once I've linked in through the date of birth and find out their positives and the negatives that are around them, I then go in with the cards, and I do have various packs of cards, and they all have their own gifts to me. Some packs of cards I use for past, present, future, positive, negative, and the outcome. Some cards I use as the detective cards, which means they give me lots and lots of information. And what happens when I look at the cards, what actually happens is that they go 3D. So things will jump out at me that I've possibly never seen ever before. And that's when I link them together. And it's a bit like reading, with visions and given verbally messages, that when I look at the cards, it's almost like I'm reading a Beano magazine or a comic, you know, and each thing means something separately. And I can be looking at a card at a man, and it can turn into a woman, you know, if spirit want that to be. And then I use every sense, really, and there isn't anything that I can't read. But I tend to like to go in through the numerology. I'm absolutely fascinated by it, and it does take me down a different route. And I'm also very popular on the show for actually getting two people together and putting them in a relationship and actually seeing where they are in this year, because this year is the global year, 2013, for the home, the house, the family, commitment, engagement, marriage, babies, and everything to do with families, family issues, worry about family. So I see where they are in this particular year.
So you want callers to give their date of birth, do you, Katie?
Yes,
yeah. Because I mean, I know you'll know that one of Paula's fortes was the numerology, or is the numerology, I should say. So
yeah.
One of the things I sort of adopted was my own numerology system as well. So what's interesting?
It's slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah. I tend to call mine soul numerology, because I tend to tap the Akashic records is the way that I actually do it, and I always start every reading off that I do at home and in party bookings with numerology, because it is, I totally agree with it, it's a fantastic linking tool, and you can suss where people are. So I think without further ado, I'm going to bring area code 516 in. Hi, area code 516, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I'm Sandra, and I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for holding on. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope
I actually really enjoyed the banter between you and Katie, and it was nice to see you guys reminiscing.
Awesome. I never know, Sandra, from week to week when I'm talking about things, if it is favorable to everybody who's listening. So thank you for that insight. That's interesting.
You're welcome.
What's your date of birth, first of all, Sandra?
It's 3/2/69.
So that's for us Poms, that's the 3rd of February, isn't it?
The 3rd of March, sorry.
3rd of March, the 2nd of March, mm-hmm. or the 3rd of March?
Oh, the 2nd, I'm sorry.
Sorry, because I know okay, so you're the 2nd of March, excellent. Can I just hand you to Katie initially, Katie?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Katie.
Hi there, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm very good, very excited to speak to you.
Yeah, me too. I checked out your website, I see that you do a little bit of training also.
I certainly do. Yeah, it's one of my forties. I am a teacher, and I do love to teach. I teach by Skype, and I teach all over the world. Having looked at your date of birth, you are in a really, really special time yourself at the moment, because you are in your most intuitive year. You're in the year 9, which is a year of endings to allow new beginnings to come in. So it really is a case of, you need to let go of everything that's not working for you at the moment, and that can be anything from your clothes to where you're living to relationships to your job, anything that isn't helping your soul grow at the moment, then that would be the time to let it go, to allow new beginnings to come in. And it really is a special time. This is like evolving. It's going on another stage on the wheel of life. It's like growing up slightly. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And your path in life is the joyous one. Your path in life is to bring joy to people. And you like doing lots of things. You sitting still wouldn't go down very well. So you like doing lots of things. Very chatty, very witty, very good at parties. But you can be self-critical about yourself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yep. It sure does.
I feel as though with you that you need to be around people as well. And also, for you, taking a risk, I do feel as though there's something that's happened to you, possibly from the age of about 17 to about 27, whereby taking a risk or your confidence was affected either by somebody putting you down or a breakup. There was something within that age group. Can you take that?
Yes, I can.
Because it affects you in how you deal with things and having the confidence, because you're very self-critical about yourself, and it's having the confidence to go forwards without pressing the self-destruct button. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it could.
Okay. Okay, what would you like your reading based upon?
Well, since you said you were so fantastic at love, I figured, why not? You know, when in Rome, go with their love guru.
Okay. Right. Well, it's strange you should say that, because actually the biggest lesson that you are going to learn in your lifetime is to can take within a relationship and also an extended family. So are you with anybody at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Right. Okay. So there's a lesson here that you are going to learn this lifetime, and it will be in this year particularly, that you will learn it. So possibly, do you have children yourself?
No, I do not.
Right. Okay. So I feel as though there's a man going to come along that has children. This is the year for anybody listening. This is the year to have a new relationship. And I've known people be single at the beginning of this year and actually be married by the end of it. So for you to find somebody, to find somebody this year, I do feel it's going to be a past life connection that you will actually find somebody, and this person will have a family already. Okay, so think of somebody coming into your life at the moment and say stop.
Think of somebody coming into my life and say stop.
And just say stop, because I'm shuffling this end.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay. Stop.
Okay. Right, let's have a look. Okay, right. Well, I feel as though it's actually the reason why nobody's coming in is you've actually got barriers up. So from your eyes, you're saying, I would like somebody, and he's quite cute. But actually what's coming out from your soul is, back off, I've been hurt. Are you wanting to move or go to a different area or want to do something at the moment?
No, not at this moment.
Right, okay. I want you to keep an eye on that, because this is showing me either you're wanting to do something where you are at the moment, or within, I wanted to go the next 6 months, a move coming in around you. But it involves taking a risk. Now, I do feel as though there's somebody coming back from the past who will have left quite suddenly. He did make you happy, but the relationship was quite hard. And I do feel as though I've got an apology coming here. And it's also, it's like I'm getting two apologies coming in. And it's also, it would be, this guy would have come forwards and he would have pulled back within the relationship and possibly been quite close with his emotions. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It would have been somebody that you've been thinking of.
Well, I certainly don't think of either of them. One was more serious of a relationship. I could see it, an apology coming forth, but I don't really think there would be any need for that at this point.
Okay. I do feel that I've got him coming forwards. It does show within the next, I would say, couple of months, I've got him coming forwards. Okay. But I feel as though he had a problem with commitment the first time he came towards you. And it is showing here things weren't right in the relationship, but somebody had problems letting go. I do think you've actually been thinking, could you ever live with a guy again? Does that make sense? Because I've actually got you pulling back from living with somebody. It's almost like there's a fear of that your life would actually change if you met somebody. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I have thought that probably after my fiancé. I kind of got used to being on my own, and I liked it.
Yeah.
It's like, why rock it, you know?
Yeah.
But
so
at this point, I feel like I'm older, and I want time, you know, I want that kind of connection with somebody. I don't know if we'll be living together, but I would assume so.
Okay, well, I do see a man beside you with the house, so I do feel as though, and this is probably where the move is going to come in, is that probably you will move in with him or he will move in with you, but it involves taking a risk, so that may be moving to a different area. Does that make sense?
Okay, I'm open.
I do feel that there is a past life connection between you two as well, and I do feel as though he will bring balance to you. Right, okay. I do feel as though I've got a gentleman coming in. What they want for you at the moment is they just want you to go out without the fear, and I do say fear here, without the fear of you actually meeting someone and it turning into a relationship, because actually, as they're showing me here, I do feel as though I've got worry around you actually meeting someone and the fear of it actually turning into a relationship, because it will change your life again. And you've been hurt before and you don't want to be hurt again. So this time you won't go in with your heart on your sleeve. It is showing here that we've got a gentleman who I feel will be slightly younger than you coming in. And I've got, this is either a Pisces, Cancer or Scorpio trait here. So it'd be someone who's very sensitive. I feel as though the relationship that you were in that hurt you was meant to end, okay? But I feel as though you could talk to men on a pleasantry basis, but you struggle when anything other than a general conversation. Is that correct?
No.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's
I
the
want
only
to say,
thing I wouldn't say.
Right, okay. I want to
I think
say to you,
I think I'm far too honest and probably a little too strong.
I don't want to say honest and I don't want to say strong. I want to say that when you're talking to a man, you actually open it up from the heart, because the first thing I've got shown is barriers. So you're actually truly saying what you feel. You may say what you feel they want to hear, but I feel as though you keep that you could talk to men and maybe talk about flirting and things like that. But actually letting somebody in and you talking properly, I feel as though we've got a problem there. And I can only give you what I'm being given, honey. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. No, I definitely was very hurt by this last relationship that was in my life. And I know that it was probably karmic and meant to go the way it did, because I learned so much from it. You know, and that's fine. I feel that that had its value to me because I learned to value myself more now through relationships.
Yeah.
So I would never expect for that to come back or any of that. I've forgiven and I'm past that, but I probably am much more guarded than I was. I was very free before with my heart and very trusting, and now I'm like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I can see myself.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I don't feel like...
So I think basically I need... at the moment... What they're saying to you, I've got challenges around the going out area, and I've got you stressed, I've got repressed emotions. I'm going to do some work on you afterwards, honey, off the phone, because I've got repressed emotions to do still with it. Although you've forgiven him, and I can hear you say you've forgiven him, I've got repressed emotions to do with the previous relationship. We're showing challenges around, you see, when you're going out, you may see a man, and you may talk to that man, and you may say what you think he wants to hear, but actually what is coming from your soul is, I am talking the talk, but back off, I've been hurt. And they pick that up in your energy. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because you're frightened of been through what you've gone through before. Did you lose money in the previous relationship in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Right, okay, well, I've got a fear of a loss. I've got a fear of going into a relationship because of a split, and I've got a fear of losing what you have. If it's not what you lost before, it's what you have now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's what you've built up. I also feel as though I don't get you going out, because I'm being shown here where I'm being shown going out.
I haven't been.
No.
So really, I mean, there's no chance in me meeting someone right now because I'm not really putting myself out there.
Well, as I say, there's work that needs doing on you. You are going through a very spiritual year at the moment. There is somebody out there. I don't feel it's somebody until after I want to go September, October with you. But your major path, I feel as though it's somebody going to come in and this person will have an extended family for you to envelop. And I do feel it may involve, I do see you living with somebody. And I'll only ever give you the truth, honey. I do see you living with somebody, but it may mean that you move to his house, or may mean that they all move in with you, or that you move to a different area because there's emotions around it. Does that make sense?
Okay. When you mean emotions around it, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, it means that you'd have to up sticks and move somewhere else.
Okay.
So your life will be changing because that's your biggest fear. The downside to your character is that you can be very self-critical of yourself. And it's almost as though I want to say we've got the fear here of your life changing. Your life is changing. You are on the biggest stage on the wheel of life, but it's changing for the better.
Yeah.
So they want you to have somebody in your life, but that you are not actually ready at this moment in time. So what they want you to do is just to go out without the fear that it's going to turn into a relationship and just talk to men and relax. And I'm going to do some work on you when I get off the phone.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
You've looked at my website. There's an article called The Red Knickers.
I want you to read that
article. Yeah, it's absolutely true. It happened to me, and the lady we're talking about, Pat, she opened me up. I'm going to do some work on your chakras after when I get off the phone, and I just need you to go out without the fear of it turning into a relationship so that you learn to let go of what's that repressed emotions that are down there. Okay. Because there is somebody there, slightly younger than you, and I do feel as though the first one that's coming in is coming in to give you that buzz, to give you that lift, a bit like the Red Knicker story where it's like, oh my goodness, why am I feeling this way? That's the connection that you'll get. And it may be that won't last long, but it means they're opening you up, opening your base chakra up, so that you allow somebody else to then come in.
Okay. Very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Sandra, are you currently living in your hometown? Have you always been in New York? Right.
I've always been in New York, yes, but I'm not living in my hometown where I grew up and went to school.
The reason why I was asking that, I was getting it very strongly that for some reason, as far as your a relationship is concerned, you'll be looking at, back at what I was getting as your hometown or where you are from.
I'm
like Katie, I will say it as honestly as I get it and how it's given to me. I don't know which of the grandmothers this was because I've got a vague, vague's not the right word, I've got a forgetful lady. So the forgetful lady seems to hint to me that was there might have been dementia or there might have been Alzheimer's. So would you be able to place the lady who would have had the Alzheimer's or the dementia?
That was my mother.
My apologies, that was your mother.
My grandmother was sharp as a whip.
So I've got your mother. My apologies, it's just that my memory was shot at. That's the way this lady was coming across, and she was the one that was going on about the hometown and why you were not in your hometown and why you're not looking there. It's just, I definitely get the same fear, sense of fear that Katie was getting for you, but I'm also getting the emphasis of this deception or the way that you were deceived with your fiancé, and that's going to take some time to actually get over.
Oh, my fiancé is a long time ago. It's the other gentleman that was 3 years ago. It was someone completely different. But my fiancé was actually from my hometown. And
right.
That was probably like over 10 years ago.
But can I ask you, was your mum would still have been on the earth plane then, wouldn't she?
At the time of my fiancé, yes, absolutely.
So the memory that I'm getting of the of reference to hometown and deceit and these things will be a very clear memory that your mum would have had of the gentleman that you were with.
Well, I don't think she would have thought that about him because there wasn't really anything deceitful that went on between me and him. So no, but definitely the deceit is more has to do with the last one, for sure.
Okay, so I'm getting the validation here of your mum's confusion. She's getting two relationships mixed up. I'm not making this fit because this is the way the information is being given to me. I'm being pointed towards this June. I'm being pointed to round about this June. So this June seems to be emphasised, but what's pointed to me really is that we have a scenario that you've got a work resolution or you've got a work situation or a work conflict to actually get sorted before you get out in your life.
I have, you know what it is? It's a lawsuit. That's what it is.
Because it was being shown as a conflict. I got the word conflict before can actually move through. And obviously that's going to be over by June.
Okay, that makes sense.
Was that a lot of money?
Sorry?
Was that regarding money? Because I did say in the region that there's something to do with money somewhere along the line.
Well, it has more, I mean, I haven't, it has more to
that's
do
okay.
with the home that I'm in.
Yeah, that's fine.
The home that I'm in was damaged badly during the hurricane. So it's about getting them to fix things that they should have before they invited us back into the home.
Uh-huh. So that also could be where the emotions around your housing is concerned as well.
Yes, absolutely. So in their case, yes, it's money because I'm not paying them. That's why they're taking me to court. But it's not about me, you know, getting money or windfalling or anything like that.
Okay, honey. Sorry, Matthew. Sorry.
That's okay. I was.
Okay, so once
I was
the conflict is over, then I can kind of move on with my other portion of my life.
And then you can start focusing on relationship because that's strongly how I got that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's how I kind of feel too right now. I want to close this chapter because I feel like it's becoming very negative and I just don't want that kind of energy around me all the time.
No, you are closing it now, honey, and I'll do some work on you when I get off the phone.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sandra, I'll leave your mum's love with you at this point. My apologies for the confusion, but I know your mum linking to me, and that was the way I was getting this confusion. So I thank you very much for calling in, for listening to us, Sandra, and for enjoying the show. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you both very much. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Katie, you've got to leave us.
Yeah, I did say that I could only do the first hour because I've got to go out. I've been working all day, and I do have to go out, honey. But are you on next week? Because I could do next week for you.
I'm doing each week at the same time, Katie. I mean, you can do another hour if you wish to, because I've got another UK guest from our area. He's from the Bolton area, who's going to be coming on.
Right.
So
okay. Well, if you want, I'll do an hour next week for you.
Awesome. And we could actually do a round robin, and so it's going to be Lancashire mediums next week.
Yeah,
I don't
great.
Know if you know if you've met Peter Frodsham.
No.
No, he's going to be making his debut next week. So we can have the three of us. It would be awesome.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, I'll see you at the same time next week.
All right, Katie. Lovely
love to
talking.
Everybody that's listening.
Yeah, thanks, Katie, so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm just, I've got myself a bit of another guest. Just an impromptu. I've just actually asked this guy. Mr. Davis, are you there? No, he's not come on yet. I was just going to bring our founder on. He's got his busy sign, so what we'll do, I'm actually going to go into a music break, and then what I'll do after the music break, I'll be taking area code 586 as our next caller. So here's a new track by Aerosmith off their latest album. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James. I'm a clairvoyant medium. We are on Mike Spirit FM. My guest was Katie Keeley, medium and clairvoyant all the way from Blackpool in the UK. Katie was only able to do the first hour because she does actually have a client over in Blackpool as we speak. So thank you so much for Katie for being on the show. Well, it's this morning for me, this afternoon for many of my clients, many of my callers in America. You have to forgive me. It's been a long week for me and it's still 7 o'clock. So I'm a little bit jaded. So I'm going to do the odd Freudian slip with the odd strange words or two. I mean, I'm connecting as a medium. Just to quickly explain, I'm going to come on to area 586 now. I'm pretty sure that I actually have a gentleman here for 586. I don't know who area code 586 is. And I'm just trying something completely new here because I am actually being linked to. I always make a link or try and make a link or a connection prior to a reading. And here is a prime example because I do feel I have got a grandfather here. I've got a pain down my right-hand side. I'm feeling a little bit dizzy, a little bit disorientated. I don't know if that's because this gentleman has not been a long time in spirit, but I do know, and I also want to talk about, I want to be on the father's side. So I'm going to bring in area 58, code 586. I am waiting on our founder, Mike Davis, of Mike Spirit FM. He is actually on a call at the moment, but I'm actually hoping that we can have a little bit of a chat with Mike shortly. Anybody who is actually interested in myself and a little bit more info on me, do go over to the webpage. It is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. There is quite a bit of information there on testimonials, on my autobiography, my biography, I should say. There's a Freudian slip for you. I have got media, I've got videos there of live shows, of the teachings that I also do. I've got the Conversations with Spirit actual dedicated page with all the archives of the previous shows there. And I've also got the Light of Truth Oracle cards, how they were formed and how to purchase them. So I'm actually going to go over to area code 586 now. Hello, what's your name, please?
My name is Monica.
Hi, Monica. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the metropolitan Detroit area in the United States.
Okay, and I take it your afternoon, are you? You'll be late afternoon, will you?
Yes, it's afternoon here.
What's your question, please?
I have a question about me and this individual. We're off on. One minute he acts like he wants something serious. The next minute I don't understand. So I was just trying to see, is that karma with us through, or what is his infatuation with me, or what is it?
Okay, can I just first ask you, I was linking into a grandfather just before I actually brought you in. Would he actually be on your father's side, that gentleman?
It's my mom's side. You picked up.
Oh, my apologies, but why am I talking about father? Somebody was talking about your father or some reference to your father. I knew I'd got a grandfather, but, I mean, the first connection I made was to talk about a father. There's steps to be taken about a father. That's what's being said to me. Now, can I ask, have you come out of a relationship where you've had a child or children? And have we got any issues? No. Okay. My understanding then is what is clearly being said, that I don't think that this current guy is going to be the father of a child with you. And I'm saying it sounds very odd. But I did actually want to start talking about fatherhood and children with your reading, because that's the information I was getting. I just got the feeling that this particular gentleman that you are seeing doesn't fit the bill as far as approval from the other side. And I'm believing that this grandfather would rather say it as it is.
Okay.
I don't know if that comes as any surprise at all, but I just get this feeling that you can do a lot better for yourself.
Okay.
can I Can I ask why this guy's saying that you two had a really good relationship, you and your grandfather? You trusted him, didn't you?
Yes. Yep, we were really psychically connected in everything. He was like my dad. He raised me.
Hang on a minute. So it's your mum's father.
Yes.
And he was talking about father, and he raised you as a father. Right, that
yes.
connection will suit me absolutely fine, because he's coming across as he's non-judgmental about you, and you can do what you want to do, and you will do things how you do it. But please, please, please think twice about this gentleman. He wants to take you back 6 years. Now, it's been quite accurate with the 6 years. Now, I'm interpreting the 6 years. Was it 6 years ago that he passed, or was it 6 years ago when you had an issue with a particular relationship that has left a bit of a scar on you?
And in 6 years, the scar. This was this particular gentleman. Yeah, that would be correct.
Okay. Now, he's mentioning the near miss. Now, is the near miss that you nearly tied the knot? Meaning you nearly married this gentleman?
No. Mm-mm.
Can I ask what the near miss was then?
You said
near miss. What was the near miss? Meaning something nearly happened or it was avoided?
I was almost in. Well, that had been a few more years before that. I was almost engaged. I was engaged to my high school sweetheart.
Right. My understanding from what your grandfather is saying is that you've got to think, really think twice about this gentleman that you've got around you, because it's going to be one of these things where, say you started associating with this guy more seriously, you might miss the opportunity of a better person, somebody better than this one.
Got it.
So it's a bit of, what's the rush, girl? Why are you rushing into this one when you know there's somebody else around the corner?
Oh, I didn't know it was somebody else around the corner.
Well, all I'm going to say is that somebody here who's communicating with me, and I feel
okay.
It is now the grandmother that's coming in, because
okay.
She's like, I've got a little hand saying hi, and I don't conventionally work in this way, normally work in this way, but I've got an understanding that she's referring, or she's referencing your psychic ability, your own ability yourself, that you should, pardon the pun, you should know that there's somebody around the corner, because you've been told constantly that you know that there's somebody else.
I haven't been picking up, because last week or two, my blood pressure went up, and I've been having migraines. So I've been off.
Can I just ask you what the conditions of either your grandmother or your grandfather was? Did one of them have that high blood pressure and the migraine?
They both had the high blood pressure, but I don't know anything about the migraine.
So what's interesting then is the fact that I feel that you're picking up on one of your grandparents.
Okay.
That's the strong feeling that I actually have here, is you're picking up on your grandfather or your grandparents, and you're picking up on their energies. Now, just bear with me a second, Monica. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, Matthew. How are you?
I am really well, Mike. I know it's a bit impromptu, but would you like to do a bit of a reading for Monica, and then we'll have a chat?
I need to hear Monica's voice first. Hi, Monica.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Good.
Okay. Okay, Monica, well, very much like Matthew, my forte is to link to the spirit world, and I'll do that for you and see where we go. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Monica, I'm aware of a lady that draws herself from my vibration here that wants to connect with you. And as I'm aware of this lady, I believe that she would be linked to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I believe I want to link her like a mum, Monica, if I'm honest with you, because she comes so close to me at the moment from the spirit world. But she makes me aware, before she passed on to the spirit world, she certainly suffered for some time before she actually passed there, because she tells me the condition that she suffered with took its toll upon her towards the end of her life there. Do you understand of this lady?
It's my cousin, Priscilla. She died of cancer.
Ah, oh, bless her heart. Okay, that's fine. And you would have been very close to her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. Perfect. Because I know that she comes through at the moment, and she says to me that she's been right by the side of you. Monica, would I be right in saying to you that, that there's been some things that's been going on in your vibration of late that's been quite upsetting you? You've been feeling quite down of late. Is that right?
Yeah, because I've been suffering with, like, the migraines, and the high blood pressure, and then it's like stress at work because they were laying off and still laying off, and everybody's like out of whack. So I'm picking up their energy as well.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, you know, just know that this lady's there with you to support you through this time in need there, because you haven't lost your job. Is that right? You're still employed?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, because I've been told that, you know, sometimes you worry about things that's not even there, okay? So I know that you are one of life's little worriers then, for want of a better word. And I'm being told that you worry about the things that's not even there sometimes. Now, Monica, I'm being told that, you know, that the spirit world is there to help you, okay? And all the signs are there to help, okay? Now, for some reason, would I be right in saying to you that of where okay, where your energy is laid at the moment, it's more materialistically, you're more within, like, this world, and everything is more important, and you've kind of put your own self, your own awareness of the spirit world, to the back burner then, for want of another word. Do you understand of that?
You said I put the spirit world on the back burner?
Not so much the spirit world, but your awareness of the spirit world, okay? Like, there's other things that's more important right now in your life that you're worrying about than the spirit world. Is that right?
Yeah, because it would have been my health, yes.
Okay. See, because I mean, so that it's like as if your own awareness has been put on the back burner for a little while. And I've been told,
yeah,
you know,
of my health.
Okay, that's fine. See, okay, and I know that the spirit world are quite content with her. But, you know, even though that you may have put them on the back burner, they have not put you on the back burner. They're very much in your life. Very much you're willing to support you, to help you through this time, particularly with your health conditions, with your work conditions there. You know, you've got all the support you need there from the spirit world. There's a gentleman that comes in. There's a gentleman that comes in here, Monica, that tells me not to forget about him. And this gentleman makes me aware to say that to you that he comes through within your dad's side of your family. And I know that he comes through, and he's a very strong man in his character-wise. Very much of a, like to look his best if you ever win, because I know that he puts a pair of trousers on, a shirt, and he puts a jacket on. So I know that he's very smartly dressed if he ever went anywhere. He always liked to look his best there. He does make me aware to say that he could link as like your granddad as he comes in, because I'm aware of like being grandfather as he comes forward there. Do you understand of him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I know he comes through as your grandfather, and I know, see, his strength, it's the importance of why he comes in, because he says to me he was always strong in this life, and he's always going to be strong in this, now that he's around you, okay? So know that they're there, Monica. Know, you know, that you're not alone. They'll always will walk by the side of you every step of the way. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Good,
yes,
okay. Well, bless your heart. And I say thank you for allowing me to be with you. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for reading me. Thank you so, so, so much.
Thank you, Monica. It was lovely speaking to you. Oops, I cut Monica off a little bit too soon then, Mike. I've still not got the full hang of this switchboard, you know.
Well, Martha, you know, you are in training, and, you know, you are forgiven. I'm sure that Monica would forgive you for that slip of the finger, shall we say.
Yeah, we should say a little bit like the one at the start of the show when I pressed the wrong intro.
Oh, did you play mine by any chance, Matthew?
No. I've got my one for the Wednesday show. I pressed the wrong one, so.
Well, you know, these things kind of happen. You know, it is Tuesday for you, isn't it? So.
It is 7:15 in the blimmin' morning. I have been on the road for 5 days, so.
Well, then nobody can expect anything different of you, Matthew, can they?
No, that's right. And, I'm not too bad. But how's you, Micah? We've not spoken in a while. And you kindly jumped in at what? You got about a minute's warning, didn't you?
Well, maybe not even that, Matthew. But, you know, I'm always here to lend that support. Always here to, and happy to help, as you know.
Of course, because I know you left me completely on my own last week. I know you did forewarn me, and I thought it sounded a daunting prospect for me, thinking, well, I've got to do the switchboard, I've got to organise the chat room, I've got to bring callers in. And you know something, it soon becomes second nature.
Well, you know, Matthew, that's the way it becomes, isn't it? You know, and I'm so pleased that you've been able to undertake that task and work it to the full potential that you have. And, you know, I congratulate you, Matthew, I really do.
Thanks, matey. I got it. There was a bit of a shocker this morning. Do you know when you normally call in on Skype?
Yeah.
Well, they asked for the keypad details this morning, the host pin.
Yeah, you know why, Matthew? That's probably because you called in a little bit too early.
See,
so if you call in too early, then that message will be played to you. You have to call in, remember the words, after 15 minutes to the hour.
But it was 13 minutes and 35 seconds.
Well, then I shouldn't have asked for that question.
But it's okay, I got round it. Do you want to take another call, Mike? Do you want to go first?
Well, yes, we can, Matthew. But, you know, whilst I'm on the air, maybe I should take this opportunity to, you know, just to say a little few words.
Yeah, well, I was going to come to that because I was going to say we're going to take area code 661 in about 2 minutes. But first of all, Mr. Davis, do you want to let everybody know who Mike Davis is and let everybody get hold of you on the internet? What's your contact details?
Well, first things first, I think that everybody on Mike Spirit FM should know by now that I am Mike Davis. Creator of Mike Spirit FM and host of Mike Spirit FM as well, within the Sunday show on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium show and the Thursday Spiritual Connection show, which this week will air at the new time at 9 p.m. And that's going to be the regular time slot from here on in. And Matthew, you have a special show lined up on Spiritual Connections this week. It's a show that you're not going to want to miss.
Why, what's happening?
Well, you'll have to tune in to find out, Matthew.
Very true.
You know, it's like, I know it's probably keeping you a bit in suspense. I know it's early hours in the morning for you, Matthew, but let me tell you something. You wouldn't want to miss this show for love nor money.
I'm intrigued.
We have been so hard behind the scenes in putting the show together. Some special announcements may be happening as well regarding next month. In fact, two special announcements for next month. Oh, gosh, doesn't time fly? You know, the one special announcement, which has been special for the last few weeks, which is obviously where I will be going to America in just weeks. And to find out where I'm going to be in America, you need to send an email to Mike Davis, USA, the number 2@AOL.com. So that's Mike Davis, USA, the number 2@AOL.com. And find out where I'm going to be. And then the other big bit of news, wait till Thursday.
You've got me very intrigued, Mr. Davis.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. James, that's as far as I can tell you. This is as far as yet. There's a special person coming on that's, you know, excites me every time this, and I'm going to say he or she because that would be, like, you know, half given away, wouldn't it? But every time this person's coming on, I get excited.
There you go. There's a cliffhanger for everyone. You've got to listen to Mike's show. He's got to tune in and you've got to listen and find out who this mystery person is.
And Matthew, and I need to let everyone know as well that obviously tomorrow's show with Nick Humphreys will no longer be on Mike's Spirit FM due to unforeseen circumstances, we'll say.
I didn't know that.
You do now?
I mean, my other show, though, will be on. It's Canberra at 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock, which is, what, 11 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the UK. I've not been very original with the name. It's Conversations with Spirit 2, but it's a pretty good discussion night. We've had a couple of good nights, and there's me, there's Sharon Tunbridge, and Nikki Stewart's coming back on, and we're going to be talking about the law of attraction and the law of abundance, and asking the question, does this actually work, and how do we actually make it happen? So that's going to be an interesting night. So yeah, we've got that this end of the world. So I think we might bring the next caller on, Mike.
Before we do, Matthew, I need to tell you something else as well. Here's another cliffhanger for you. An old host of Mike Spirit FM will be back very, very soon.
Ooh, I can think of two or three.
Wow. It's an old host. Not old person, mind you.
Old person, but not been on for a while.
No. This person's not old.
No, what I mean is they've not been on for a while.
Yes, this is true. They haven't been on for a while on Mike Spirit FM, but making their comeback, making their debut show back on Mike Spirit FM, and we'll continue staying with Mike Spirit FM for the foreseeable future, shall we say.
Do we get a clue as to whether it's male or female this time?
Oh, I think you cut out there, Matthew. Didn't hear a word that you said.
Male or female, Mike.
Oh, and again, I think you cut out again.
Are you not letting... God, you're a...
Information is as far as yet.
Okay, so this is interesting. This is intriguing. Without further ado, I think we're going to bring area code 661 in. And by the way, Mike, as a guest on Conversations with Spirit, the guest always goes first, so I get time to have a link.
Okay, no problem at all.
Okay. Hello, area code 661. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from Kansas.
You're Sarah, did you say?
Yes.
Hi, Sarah. And what's your question for us on Conversations with Spirit, Sarah?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but today is my birthday, so I guess whatever comes with that.
Okay, happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Okay, I shall put you in the capable hands of Mike Davis, first of all, Sarah.
All right.
Okay, hi, Sarah. How are you doing there?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing good.
Good. Well, many happy returns for the day, and hope that the day continues to be happy there for you. So what was the reason that you called in for? Just a general reading, was it?
We can do that.
Okay. Well, as you know, Sarah, my forte is to link to the spirit world, and I'll do that there for you, because I know that I have someone here that connects with you. And would I be right in saying to you that in your life at the moment you feel pulled and pushed around at the moment? Is that right?
That's about right.
And would I be right in saying to you that you feel, that I want to embark upon a new journey in your life, and I believe that this is what you're doing, embarking upon a new journey in your life at the moment. Is that right?
I'm sorry, I knew what?
That you want to embark upon a new journey, that there's something new in your life you want to discover. You want to go somewhere different, you want to do something different. Is that right?
That's on the track,
yeah. Good, okay. Because I know that there's someone here that's giving me this information and telling me this information. And this would be of a lady that draws close around me. This lady, bless her heart, I know that she would have complained and suffered. I believe she would have been confined and restricted towards the end of her life for what she could and couldn't do before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she makes me aware that she wants to sit down. I know that she makes me aware that she would have been quite a nicely built lady, but she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passes. She certainly makes me aware that when she passed home to the spirit world, she was in the hospital, because I can hear a machine just starts to beep in the background there with us. Do you understand who I have with me there?
It could be a few different people, but okay.
Okay, well, let's break it down. Let's look to your mum's side of your family, because she makes me go to your mum's side of your family. She makes me want to say that your grandmother. So would you understand this as being your grandmother up on your mum's side of the family?
My great-grandmother, yes. That I understand.
Okay, bless your heart. That's fine, because I know that I want to say grandmother, and I know it's not, you know, I know it's not your mum, it's grandmother. So if it's your great-grandmother, then that's fine, because I know she makes you aware of this restricted. And in somewhat way, would I be right in saying to you that you feel that restriction within your life at the moment, even though it's your birthday and it's a day for celebration and everything else, but you feel as if your feet are tied together then, that you can't really explore or do as much as you'd like to do, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you say that inwardly, that you're crying out to be set free from something, is that right?
Maybe.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand it. Why would I say that to you about financial things? Would you understand why I would want to talk to you about financial things at the moment?
That is an issue in my life right now.
Okay, that's fine. So, you know, I don't know about her because it's none of my business, she tells me. But she said to me there about financial things within your life need to be addressed. And, you know, if I said this year that the problem is that as quick as it comes in, the quicker it goes out, and probably a little bit more. Is that right?
That would be right.
Okay. And she tells me that you are trying to take control of it, and you've been trying for the last few months. Does that make sense to you?
That does make sense as well.
Okay, good. See, because I know I want to say that you know, the it's getting better. It's getting better. Do you understand that it's getting better?
I'm hopeful that it will get better. There are some opportunities in the future, but right now everything's just very gray.
Yeah, okay, because she makes her way it's getting better, and the more that it will get better there for you, the better it's going to feel within inside yourself. And I believe that all these feelings of contentment and everything else will all just start to subside when things become right, okay? So have faith. Know that she's there with you. I'm going to pass you over to Matthew. I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah. I was myself getting a lady, but I was more, I don't know, I wasn't necessarily getting a grandparent. I was getting more an auntie or even a cousin. That would be the more accepting vibration that I actually have here. And I'm feeling that the lady was, let's say, subjected to quite a bit of treatment, or the way that she passed, she would have been ill for a considerable length of time. And I'm feeling like the needles, and I'm feeling the tiredness, and I've got the exhaustion, and I've got the hospitalization, and getting really fed up in the hospital bed. I don't know if you can place that lady for me, but this is the person that's connecting to me at the moment. I mean, besides me feeling a little bit tired myself, a little bit jaded, this lady has definitely emphasized that tiredness with me, with her condition. Can you place that lady for me? An auntie or a cousin, please. Definitely a female.
Yes, I can place that.
Okay. What she is wanting to emphasize is that it's very much Sarah's time. It's very much your time to be tempted to... When I say play the field, it means, I don't mean that we've got to get a string of boyfriends. I don't mean that, but it's almost that time to play the field again and be tempted towards somebody who is showing an interest towards you. It's almost like you've gone, I can't be bothered up to this stage, but this lady's saying, it's time, Sarah, to actually start taking people seriously again.
Okay.
That makes sense, does it? I mean, it's I still have a little bit of a problem with when we're on a Skype conversation that when you cut in, you cut the other person out. But that makes sense, does it? About this now, paying some attention to who's around you.
I generally don't pay much attention.
Well, I've got the interest for you of a male, and the way it's being emphasized is it's a bit of a challenge Because let's say that we've got, and it's not being derogatory towards you, but you can be quite strong-willed at times. So if you get connected to somebody else who is equally strong-willed, hey, sparks could fly, and you've had sparks flying in the past where people have not understood you or misunderstood you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, this lady is emphasizing that you would have visited her on many occasions. Now, I don't know whether it's a case of what she's saying to me is, it was all right for you to get off, or it was all right for you to not be there all the time. She's given me some emphasis that she thought that you were bored when you were visiting her, or maybe she was bored of you, but there was this scenario of you would just be happy to sit and keep her company. I don't know what that's referring to, but I'm being shown this imagery.
Okay.
My understanding what she's actually showing is what she's showing me is an old phone. This isn't an iPhone or one of the current phone models. But were you always like texting or receiving messages from someone at the time that she was in hospital? And she wants to know what happened to him.
Well, I wasn't texting, so I would have been slapped. But that was around the age when I discovered texting, and moved on with his life. I moved on with my life. There was a spark there, but nothing ever really happened.
Well, all I'm going to say is that the memory that this lady is on about is you seem to talk about him a lot.
Okay.
And I think what she's emphasizing to me is you were enthusiastic about someone once. Watch where you start getting enthusiastic again. And she's most definitely pointing towards the June-August corridor, round about that period, the June-August corridor.
I'm sorry, you blacked out a little bit. June-August corridor.
She is referring to watching out for the June-August corridor for you, that time period there to meet this gentleman.
Well, that's interesting. That's really interesting. Okay.
Because it's a case of you never know what's around the corner, but if you're not aware it's there, you're not going to pay attention. But you've got to pay attention between June and August. There's males around you, but there's one in particular who you will be drawn to. That's the wording that this lady is actually giving to you.
Do I know him?
You will do between June and August, yeah.
Okay.
But the feeling is it's somebody that he's not with you now. So it's June,
right.
August. You'll start noticing someone else who comes into your radar and you'll go, it must be that guy.
Alrighty then. I will set up my antenna.
Okay, Sarah. I hope you enjoy your birthday today, and I hope me and Mike have given you some insights that are what I call food for thought.
Well, thank you. They did make a lot of sense, and I will be keeping an eye out. And it's funny, you guys mentioned some key dates where it seems like things are coming up, and I'll just have to pay more attention to those dates. So thank you both.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Nice speaking to you.
Many blessings.
Thank you. I think I'll just have a quick music break, Mike. Just put some music on, break it up, and then we've got quite a few callers. We'll try and get a couple more callers in, and we'll also have a little bit of a chat as well about. I'm still intrigued about what you are. You've got up your sleeve, so just put a little bit of music on, and then we'll be back shortly.
No problem at all. Thank you.
I want to hear from you.
Okay, you're listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. I'm clairvoyant and medium. If you go over to www.matthewjamesmedium.com, you'll be able to obviously find everything about me on there. I am available for phone and Skype readings. My apologies for my voice and my throat not holding out at the minute, but I have been a bit of a busy bee over the last few days, and being medium and clairvoyant, the main instrument of our work is our voice. And when you've hammered your voice, this is the result. Your voice, you get a bit of laryngitis, don't you, Mike, when we do too much talking?
We do, Matthew, and, you know, it's not fun with laryngitis at all, is it?
No, it's just, it'll wear off, but I'm just realising, pardon me, losing my voice a little bit. But if anyone wants an extended reading with either me or Mike Davis, then wander over to our pages, because I know we both do. Well, I know I do Skype readings and phone readings, but I'm pretty sure you do as well, don't you, Mike?
I do, Matthew, yes. And to find that, all you need to do is to go to MikeDavisMedium.com, or even to the website of this radio station, which is MikeSpirit.fm.
Awesome. I've got a caller that seems, the name's familiar, but she is the next one in line. So, hey, let's take another caller. Hello, Mary Lou. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Mary Lou. You've been on before, haven't you?
I have talked to you once, and it was like the best reading of my life, I got to say.
Awesome. Now, what I'll do, Mary Lou, is I'll hand you to Mike, because I'm pretty sure you won't have had a reading with Mike. It's only fair, because obviously, not that I'm going to remember anything of your reading. I shall, I'll hand you to Mike anyway.
Uh-oh.
Okay, thanks so much.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you. Was that you going, then?
Yeah. I guess I called it off.
Okay, no, that's fine. You call in as often as you like, Mary Lou. It's always nice. You know, Mary Lou, it's lovely to have people that regularly call in, because, you know, we know here at Mike Spirit FM, and our hosts know that, you know, that you enjoy the show, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
You know, actually, I'm learning a lot. I am piecing together puzzle pieces that it's really making a difference in my life, I got to tell you.
Good. Well, you know, I'm happy that can do that. And don't forget, you know, on Thursdays, Matthew's show with Conversations with Spirit 2, Matthew is there to help, and so is the show on Thursday with myself and my other hosts. It's a show that we are happy to help with any of your questions, you know, within your development. That's what we're here for, Mary Lou, is to help many others. So, you know, we're happy to offer that service to you. But let's get on with today's reading and today's matter in hand. Mary Lou, I believe I've got a gentleman that instantly I want to call like father, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable in saying father to you. So do you understand your father for me, please, in the spirit world there, Mary Lou?
Yes.
Okay, now why I feel a little uncomfortable, I don't know. What's the point of there was like some issues to do with your dad and you before he passed, or was there issues to do with his life?
Maybe with his life and not with me.
Right, okay, so you'd understand there would be issues to do, because I feel uncomfortable in saying father for some reason, and I do believe that I want to say this to you.
I have,
you know,
father-in-laws in spirit.
Oh, right, okay. Well, let me describe this man to you then, because then, you know, we need to find out which one it really is, okay? So I wanted to say that this man would be quite... sorry, I've just been reminded Matt's show is on Wednesday. Yes, Paul, Matt's show is on Wednesday. I didn't see Wednesday. Did I say it wrong or something? Mary Lou, I do apologize. It's a,
okay.
You know, it's a Monday. It's a bank holiday Monday as well. It's supposed to be my day of rest, isn't it? It's on Wednesdays. And my Spiritual Connections is on Thursday. Look at the time.
You have so many shows going on, you can't even keep them straight, huh?
Well, you know, it seems to be that way, you know, but I just blame it being a Monday.
Just blame me for bringing you on impromptu.
That's good. I like that. It's all Matthew James's fault, Mary Lou. It really is. But this gentleman I have here with me, he's a gentleman that I want to see quite full of his features, quite rounded in his face, before he passes on to the spirit world. He makes me aware that he wants me to kind of say that you have this to and fro and back and forth. So whether that he would have like slipped in and out of consciousness for a while before he passed, or there would have been a season or certainly of like in and out of the hospital there, because I know I'm in and out with this man before he passes on to the spirit world. Does that clear up with it either being your dad or your father-in-law?
Sounds more like my dad.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know as this gentleman linked you with us, he says to me that he's been around your life and he's seen some things that's going on in your vibration at the moment, Mary Lou, and I feel as if I need to say to you that it's like an ongoing process there with you. Would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if you're stuck in the middle of things at the moment, and no matter which way you try and break free from this, it's kind of like bogging you down, if you understand what I'm trying to say. It's weighing you down all of the time. Is that right?
Yes, but I'm not going to claim that.
Okay. As long as you understand, that's fine. Because I know I want to say that to you, you know, if we hold on to that energy, okay, if we allow that energy to affect us, then that's exactly what it's going to do, affect you.
I'm not if holding on to that energy. I'm not interested in that anymore.
Good, because we are no good. We are no good. Some of us, not all of us. Me and Matthew are good. Okay, but you know, let it go, and let's walk a pathway of where you feel comfortable. I believe spirit is the pathway there for you, and I want to say that you keep walking that pathway that you feel more comfortable and more happy in. Does that make sense that you made it do?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to hand your shit over to Matthew, because I know that we are running very close to time there. So Matthew's over to you, mate.
No worries. And Mary Lou, honestly, obviously, I should say, I've done a Freudian slip there, which I did warn people I was going to do, because the way I'm connecting at the moment, I'm taking characteristics on board. Which of the father or the father-in-law had the heart attack or the heart condition? Because I'm getting hit with a heart condition very hard here.
My dad had a heart condition, but it didn't kill him.
But he had it in the chest, though, didn't he? He really felt it in the chest. Right, because
yes.
I am in the chest area, and I know I'm being mentioned about the heart, and I'm also being mentioned about, it's so ironic, I'm so tired, and he's saying he was so tired. So magnify tiredness by about 100, and you know how he felt towards the end of his life.
Yes, very true.
That's the way I'm feeling. And he is almost, he's so lethargic about saying, well, you know, you've got so much travel ahead of you. You have got so much travel ahead of you. He's showing me arrows and road signs and signboards of a road. He's showing me the tarmac. He's showing me left turns and right turns, and almost getting flustered. So you're obviously going to be going to a city, or you're going to be going to a state where you've not been before, because you're getting flustered, because you're getting lost in a one-way system, or you don't know the road network. So I don't know when he's emphasizing this is happening, but he says, Be calm at all times.
Okay.
So what is he referring to with this state or this city or all this travel that you've got ahead of you?
I have no idea. I don't have any plans to go anywhere.
Right. So what is he referring to, please? Is he referring to what he did in his life, or am I actually being preemptive and saying he's saying there's quite a bit of travel ahead?
I don't know. You know, I live in a bigger city. They lived in a pretty small town.
Okay. But have we had any instances recently where you've been a bit flustered, where you've got yourself a little bit lost?
No.
Right.
I'm not someone that goes to a strange town and I know where I am.
Right. What I have to do, Mary Lou, is give you the information I've got, because I was seeing signboards. This is what I was being shown. And generally, I go with what I'm given, because when spirit gives me information, I know they've got a bigger picture than us. So what is basically being said, your father is saying, and it is important because it's being stressed, it won't go away, is that whether it's a part of town that you've not been to before, or whether it is you having to go interstate, there is a stress or there's a last-minute itis about this. And what you've been told to do is remain cool, calm, and collected, because there's a decision around that that is very much orientating you in career-wise or work-wise that is very much important, is very important to you, or will be very important to you.
Wouldn't that just be the general thing of just being lost in life right now?
Ordinarily, I would say maybe that's what I'm being shown, but I'm actually feeling that I'm in a vehicle, and I'm looking and I'm thinking, oh God, it's 10 to 2, and my appointment's at 2, and I'm half an hour away. It's that sort of feeling that I've got here.
Okay.
Now, like Mike said, we're being drawn for time, Mary Lou, and my apologies for the vagueness of the message, but sometimes if spirit are giving us something that hasn't yet happened, it doesn't make sense until it does happen, and it's happened so many times before where I've given messages to people in one-to-ones, on the radio, in live shows, and they're going away scratching their heads, and you're thinking, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Weeks later, they're suddenly going, oh, yeah, know the situation you're on about now. Thank you for the warning. I remain cool, calm, and collected.
Actually, you and Mike are like the best readers out there.
That's a lovely compliment, Mary Lou. I'm not one that takes compliments very well, I must admit. I'm trying so hard to make sense of this message for you.
Okay.
But I will leave your father and his message with you, and I'll thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for listening to our shows, and look forward to speaking to you again in the near future.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will.
Thank you, Mary Lou, a compliment as well. You know, it does mean so much. But again, like Matthew, you know, I don't really want to take credit for what I do, but just be here to help. Thank you very much.
How often do we do messages, Mike, and people can't make sense of them, and then weeks later they go, I know exactly what that means?
Well, obviously, Matthew, never with me. No, I'm only joking. No, you know, sometimes, Matthew, that's the way it works, isn't it? It is so the way, you know, because we're not meant to understand everything just yet. Sometimes we do look forward into the future just a little, and especially when you're giving contacts, sometimes, you know, people need to check. You know, you must remember, nothing is given to us on a plate for us to just have, and it's there. Sometimes we have to do a little bit of work, a little bit of research to find these things out. And
that's
then when
right.
we do, you know, Matthew, I always say sometimes our best evidence will come when we put a little bit of work in. So when we do a bit of research, that's when the best evidence will come in. Because, you know, it's like spirit has this wonderful way of making us all work. And when we put that legwork in, if you like, then it, to me, it's more evidential than anything.
That's right. And I mean, there's also I know we know the way it works, but a lot of people don't realize is that the communicator on the other side, there is a large element of tuning in, and we need to be able to be compatible with the person that's tuning in. It's like the father there was probably not accustomed to making quick speeches or quick defining moments. He was probably used to making a connection and being there for a while. And when you've only got like a 1 or 2 minute space to give a message, and you've got a spirit or a spook, as I call him, on the other side, who's thinking, hang on a minute, don't rush me. Sometimes it can get a little bit of a labored message, because it's, I know, you know what I'm getting to, Mike, don't you, that you've got to be able to communicate with the communicator.
You know, Matthew, you are perfectly right, you are. But also, Matthew, what we must remember is the spirit chooses us as the channel to deliver the message. So, you know, they've chosen us for a reason. So obviously that we could get the message across in a correct way or a correct manner. So, you know, again, you know, we have to communicate with people on all levels, don't we? You know, we have to deal with somebody that's, you know, a very professional, high-powered person to someone that would maybe sweep the streets, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a perfectly fine job to do if that's the area that you're in. But we have to try and communicate with the people on all levels.
That's right. And I've got a little half smile on my face, because you know that Canberra is the capital city of Australia, and it's where basically the government's housed. So can you imagine what the bulk of my my clients are?
Yeah.
I get government, I get public servants, I get everything from that sector, all the way through to the cleaners or the taxi drivers or the restaurateurs. And it's very true what you're saying. You've got to be able to communicate with the whole sector of human life effectively.
Of course, most definitely. You know, and you know, to do that within, you know, from 1 minute to the next, you're dealing with, as you say, somebody that's a very high power to someone that's, you know, maybe a taxi driver. You know, it's a different vibration, you know, different mannerism, and to connect with them that mammer, I can't even speak.
you've got my Freudian slipping at the moment.
I think I have. It's maybe contagious, Matthew.
It might be. Because I know I've been dropping Freudian slips all blimming radio show, and I think a lot of it's tiredness, and I think also a lot of it is a sore throat as well.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, you know, Matthew, maybe it's time for you to rest up for a little bit and, you know, come back on your Wednesday show.
Wednesday show, yeah. I heard Kerry in the background going, Mike, you got the day wrong. But I knew what you meant, because you meant Thursday for your show.
Yes, but Matthew, I was technically right, because it's Wednesday night and it's normally the next for you. So I just took it as Thursday and Thursday. You know,
no problem. Now, we are down to 2 minutes, so it's been awesome, Mike, having you back on the show again. I know it was like you had a minute to prepare, but it's easy. We don't have a script. So, I mean, it's like you look at all the other talents. When you've got like a talent show, they've all got these scripts. Can you imagine us? We don't have a script. Everybody's got to feel sorry for us. We don't have scripts. We're given scripts like last minute, aren't we?
Well, Matthew, I've always said, you know, to be, you know, if you want to take this as like, you know, if you're doing a show and any show, let's talk about a singer. If you're a singer, you can sing and you can get up there and perform night after night. If you're a comedian, you can get up there and tell a joke night after night. To be a medium, you have to stand there blank night after night and just trust. That's all the word is, trust.
It is trust. And I'm going to have to just do the closing ceremony, Mike. So it was fantastic talking to you. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get you on for a full show, because I'm going to organise one of those round robins in the near future and get as many people. Well, no, not too many people, because the connection won't make it. But have two or three people on and have a bit of a medium bonanza 1 week.
Well, Matthew, I've got something in a pipeline that we'll be talking to you about off-air very soon, maybe just in a few minutes.
Awesome.
Another one of them shows coming up.
Awesome. So, with about 20 seconds left, and I've got 24 seconds to do the outro, I will just say, same time, same place next week, Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I have two guests next week. I have Katie Keeley, who's going to do another hour. And I've also got, making his debut, and he's from Bolton, Peter Frodsham. Peter Frodsham's another brilliant UK medium. He does a lot of live shows in the northwest of England. He will be going on the show next week. But until next week, take care, everybody. And don't forget to tune in and listen to Conversations with Spirit again next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.